And I'm Austin Cope. Thanks for tuning in to KSJD. Joining me now live in the KSJD studios this morning is Ann Janik with the U.S. Forest Service. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. I do want to talk about those Stage 2 fire restrictions in just a moment and figure out a little bit more about what that means. First, though, you were at a public meeting last night for the 416 fire. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys covered there?
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain Blue Team is a Type 2 incident team that's in charge of that fire, and they had a public meeting. They must have had about 400 residents be there, and they were just talking about the status of the fire and how they were approaching it. I guess the fire has enlarged to 3,000 acres, so it's burning about 1,000 acres a day. They have about 598 firefighters on the fire. They have one air tanker. They have two Chinooks that are dropping water, and also a fixed-wing aircraft that's dropping retardant. So they're using those air resources very tactfully, pretty much focused on the southern flank of the fire that's heading more towards the community of Hermosa. And they have put some pre-evacuation notices on some of those homes that are in the wildland-urban interface.
So right now it sounds like they're hitting it pretty hard, and they do have some structures that are threatened. And the highway, however, was partially reopened yesterday.
Yes, the highway has been reopened, and I anticipate it staying open. There is some smoke that you can see that kind of covers the highway, but it is open, and there's firefighters and engines all up and down the highway. They're looking for any kind of a spot fire that might cross over the highway onto the east side, and they're also, you can see them visibly helping homeowners build some defensible space around those private homes along the highway.
One of the things that's changing the impacts of this fire are the extremely dry conditions we've been having. Can you talk a little bit more about the impacts of those?
Yes. The commander last night was saying that this is the third driest year since the 1970s. So vegetation that's normally very moist, like aspen and green grass, are actually carrying a flame. So these are some of the things that the Forest Service and other federal agencies really look at when they try to determine what fire restrictions they're going to be implementing. And the fuel moisture is just very, very dry, and that's one of the main factors. They're also looking at predictive services from weather, so looking at daily, monthly, and weekly forecasts for the future, how much, what the humidity is and how much wind there is. The other night, Sunday night, we had a storm, and they had 26 fire starts or smoke starts just from lightning during that one storm. So they're really busy. And I think with all the users in the forest coming up for the holiday weekends, that they decided to implement Stage 2 fire restrictions.
Yeah, and I want to talk about those. There are parts of the KSJD listening area that are under Stage 2 fire restrictions. That includes the San Juan National Forest, also a few other agencies, BLM land here in Southwest Colorado, for example.
Correct.
Other places that are under Stage 2 fire restrictions?
Most of the places that are under Stage 2 are in Arizona. So the Santa Fe and Carson are in Stage 2. Actually, Santa Fe's National Forest is in Stage 3, which is closing the forest.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico,
yeah.
The Carson and a couple of the forests in Arizona, the Coconino and the Tonto, also have Stage 3 area closures. And the areas that aren't closed are under Stage 2. Most of our surrounding forest and national park lands are only in Stage 1, which limits open flames to develop campsites and picnic areas. So you can only have a campfire or a flame in one of those metal high-walled pits that you'll see in a developed campsite.
Okay, so that is Stage 1. And Stage 2 makes them a little bit stricter, right? Talk about the difference.
Yeah, Stage 2 is you can't have any open flames anywhere, even in developed campgrounds, picnic areas. There's no flames allowed. You can only cook with Coleman stoves or stoves where you buy the canister already filled up with fuel. So you can't have white gas or kerosene, no lanterns, no smoking except in closed vehicles or buildings, and of course, keep your butts inside the ashtrays. No discharge of firearms is allowed under Stage 3, which is different than Stage 1. And we like to have motor vehicles, when they're parking on the forest, not park in areas where there's dry grass, you know, just park in areas where there's mineral soil. Also, we like to have anybody that's using generators or chainsaws or OHVs have some spark arresters on the exhaust, so you're not going to be flying sparks. One thing I want to add is that fireworks and explosives are prohibited on public lands any time of year.
No matter when it is.
Okay. Correct.
So stage two fire restrictions right now in the San Juan National Forest. And it sounds like with the dry conditions, that will likely increase to other public lands in the area.
Yes, okay. It will increase into public lands. And there actually could be some area closures if some fires come erupt.
Ann Janik is a public information officer for the San Juan National Forest Fire Prevention Team. And thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.